Woo-wee. It's getting hot up in here now. All right. I want you we're going to be going to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I want you to go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to ask a question, and then I'm going to ask it later. I'm going to answer it later on. And I think we'll be doing one more clip, and we'll be done with this class. But that's only if God says so. So y'all pray, because God be rolling. And y'all know my ministry. God really has his way. And man, God is so awesome. God's so awesome. But 2 Corinthians, I want you to just say this. I want you to say, the veil is taken away. The veil is taken away. The veil, the veil, the veil is taken away. When I read that last scripture, God said to me, I want you to look up what revelation is. And this really came about because God began to talk to me about, I began to get to a certain place, and certain people are going to know what I'm talking about. Oh, I feel you, God. Some people are going to know what I'm talking about, because you get to a certain place in life where God begins to pick you up, and he starts to do stuff with you, and people come, and people are joined to you, and they start helping you, and they start doing things in the ministry, and they start doing things. But after a while, God allows people to scatter. And it's not because you did anything wrong. God is trying to get to you. I know I'm speaking to a lot of apostles and prophets out there, a lot of prophetic people, that you go through things, you feel so alone, you feel so lonely, but that's the place where God wants you. That's the place where it's birthing power at. And when you get okay with that place, then he don't bring a multitude, but God brings people to help you out with your warfare about being alone. But if you're never alone, you can't get the deep things of God, because he's not going to give them to a multitude. He gives them to a remnant. And you just happen to be the remnant out of your friends. It may be four of you guys, but God will pick you out and say, yeah, you're not going to the movies tonight. You're not going to the mall today. You're not even going to choir rehearsal right now. I'm dealing with you. See, all of us want to get to, and there are three processes to this teach. All of us, you know, most people that I got a threshing floor, honey, I got my Isle of Patmos, I got my throne room, I got my threshing floor. But you don't understand that everybody wants a throne room experience. I just saw the angels and I laid down in glory, and I see the rainbow and the emerald, and I see them casting down their golden crowns, and I see my mansion, I see the streets paved with gold. Honey, I was in the glory this morning. Jesus. But that's not where God wants. You can't get there. Some people are in a place with God that they don't even belong. They're in a place, they think they're there, but they're really not. Some of us are in self-deception, self-delusion, which is brought on by self-revelation. Oh, we're going to hit something right there. See, a lot of us want to tap the throne room of God without the Isle of Patmos. And you can't tap the throne room. You can't tap revelation without an Isle of Patmos. And you can't tap an Isle of Patmos experience without knowing the spirit of revelation first. And I'll give it to you like this. John the Revelator was put, and he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, boiled in oil and thrown out on the Isle of Patmos in much torture and pain. And he was thrown out there because at that time, they would exile you if you did witchcraft a certain way, or a certain type of witchcraft, a certain type of sorcery, or if you operated in prophecy. And isn't that a prophetic paradigm today? So many people have been raised up and been called prophets, but don't actually carry the office or move in the office. You know, we just got a lot of proclaimers or a lot of decreers, but we don't have or even prophesiers, but we don't have a whole bunch of prophets. Because when you're a real prophet, you are more disliked than you are liked. Even if your messages aren't really that hard, you're not going to be liked. And it's not the people, it's the forces of darkness, because you carry a living word everywhere you go. And so whatever you get in, you can always speak yourself out of it. And the enemy don't like that. It's just like Dora the Explorer. I don't care how many times she get in trouble. I know I just went back on a whole lot of people. They like, did he just say Dora the Explorer? But Dora used to get in all kinds of stuff. and she would always be running from that fox, you know, swiping, no swiping, you know, and that fox would come around her, but she could always get herself out because she was equipped with a backpack. Oh God, some of y'all are in some stuff, but God has given you a mantle, and all you got to do is open up your mouth. Oh God, help me today. But he was thrown out there because of his mouth, because he carried a word. And when he was thrown out there, the first thing that he had to tap was, he had already tapped the spirit of revelation. And I want to give you what revelation is. Revelation, I had to look this up. When I looked it up, right underneath that, the word self-revelation came up. And God said, I want you to look at that. I said, okay, God, I'm going to do that. So I went to the word revelation. And revelation is this. Revelation is the act of revealing, or the process or act of revealing or communicating divine truth, or disclosing something previously secret or obscure, especially something true. Revelation is also a fact disclosed or a fact revealed in a dramatic way. But this third definition blew me out of my, just blew my socks off, blew out my shoes. Because revelation, it says here, is God's disclosure or God's revealing of his own nature and his purpose for mankind, especially through the words of human intermediaries or people that carry the word of the Lord. It brings you to God consciousness. So revelation is not just a secret that now we all know about. No, what a revelation. No, revelation is when God is not ashamed to take off the veil. When God's not ashamed to take off his robe. When God's not ashamed to bear his nakedness in front of you. When God's not ashamed to show you his bare face. When God's not ashamed, when God is comfortable being naked in your presence. Because we got a lot of people that God is nervous around because he doesn't know if you are working for him or are you a secret agent for the enemy. So God can't reveal his nature to you. He can't reveal what he really looks like. He can't tell you what he really, what's really on his heart and on his mind, because he don't know if I can trust you or not. But when God can trust you, then you are embraced by the spirit of revelation. And you can only get the spirit of revelation on the Isle of Patmos. You can only get it when you feel like you are closed in, when you are just exiled, when you are just cut off from everybody else. And when you're cut off from everybody else, God begins to download in you. And he begins to give you witty inventions. He begins to give you secrets. He begins to give you mysteries that have never been in the earth realm before. And you begin to proclaim those things, and those things become your way out. The presence of the Lord is your way out. My God. Oh God, it's not just your way in, it's your way out. It's not just your way in. You praising God and getting his presence to go in somewhere, but you need to pull that presence back out to your situation so you can come out. Help me with this, God. But most of us in the church operate in self-revelation. We don't want to see God. We don't want to see God uncut. We don't want to see God in not just his form, but in his shape, in his essence, in his spirit. We're in self-revelation. And self-revelation is the revelation of one's own thoughts, their own feelings, their own attitudes, especially, this is what got me, especially without deliberate intent. Heard a preacher say, you know, sin less doesn't mean that you don't sin no more. It just sin. I sin less than I did last year. Somebody give him praise. Glory, glory, glory. No, that's not what that means. And we're taking things that, oh God, we're taking things that don't really mean what they mean because we live so low. So when you get in the presence of God's people, you don't have a real word. No way. It's coming all up out of you and out of your experience. And God is bigger than your experience, dear heart. God's bigger than your experience, beloved. Let God take you somewhere. Let him take you on a journey. Stop fighting the suffering that you're going through and allow God to process you into a divine realm, into a supernatural prophetic realm, into a realm where God initiates and he just does everything. When God is pressing the buttons, when God is steering the helm, when God is steering the ship, when God is in control, when he's in dominance. See, a lot of us don't like God to push us around, but if you're going to walk with God in power, you're going to be pushed around. You're going to be shaken. You're going to be taken to a place where you're like, God, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. And when you get to that place, you tap revelation, you tap power. power. See, Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and we always talk about, oh, that thorn, oh, it's my habit, oh, it's my condition, oh, it's my illness. No, honey, that's just something you're going through for your testimony. My God, my God. But the greater testimony is when God gives you a thorn, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Not to keep falling, not to keep falling by the wayside. It's time for us to come away from the elementary teachings of the doctrine of Christ the Messiah. It's time to come away from all that old stuff. It's time for us to live supernaturally natural. It's time for us to live out the love of God. It's time for us to really walk in the steps of him that was called to death, but yet through life to us. It's time for us to go on to power. Tell somebody, I'm going on to power. I'm going on to revelation. I'm going on to this. We're going to talk about the hindrance. Why? See, because if there's no relationship, then you can't get revelation. If there's no revelation, then you get no illumination. Eh. And if there's no illumination, there's no emancipation. See, usually God reveals, he brings revelation. Then he brings the manifestation of the revelation. Then he brings the emancipation of the emancipation, the emancipation or the freedom of the manifestation that was brought on by the revelation. Oh, Lord, we got to go. Come with me to the next clip, and we're going to be right back. Clip 4 is on the way.